I absolutely love teaching. Kids are wonderful whenever and wherever, and I think I was just born always with an interest in the arts. I mean, they were just things that meant something to me.
A life well lived to the benefit and pleasure of all who knew him. That description comes from the obituary of William Brandon Bowman, Bucky as he was known by so many of us. Bucky died on November 9th at the age of 80, and his funeral service will be held Saturday, November 23rd at Christ Episcopal Church in Springfield. Born and raised in Springfield, Bowman was introduced to music and the arts by his grandmother. And while he didn't exactly plan on it, he spent nearly his entire adult life, from the time he was 20 years old, in education, primarily as an English, French, and humanities instructor. Now, Bucky talked often and generously about the mentors who influenced his life. His grandmother was one. Another was Dr. Richard J. Payne, who taught French here at Missouri State University. Actually, he was the only French professor at Southwest Missouri State College at that time in the late 1950s. As Bucky told me in a 2004 interview,
"It's kind of hard to go on to graduate school and say, I had 30 hours of French at the undergraduate level and only one professor." It caused a few eyebrows to shoot up, don't you know?
Yes. As it happened, the small school district of Oak Grove, Missouri, near Kansas City, was suddenly in need of a high school English and French teacher.
I signed my first contract, a magnificent sum of $3,700, don't you know?
There you go.
And I had friends who said, "Oh, Bucky, what a wonderful job."
Bucky was 20 years old, had never taken education courses, didn't even possess an official teaching certificate. He had to get an emergency certificate. But he spent 2 years in Oak Grove, Missouri as the English teacher, the French teacher, and the drama teacher.
But anyway, it was wonderful fun, and I learned more about myself and human psychology in those first 2 years than I ever expected to learn. I'm so thankful that I learned them when I was 20 and 21. So I decided to come back to SMS and take 30 hours of education.
He went on to teach for 3 years in McCook, Nebraska, this time for $5,000 a year. While there, he began a master's program in French and English at the University of Nebraska in 1964. The next year, a homesick Bucky Bowman was invited to return to Springfield to be a second French teacher at then-new Glendale High School, where he remained for nearly 29 years teaching English, French, and humanities courses until 1993. In addition to his teaching career and his interest in the arts, Bucky Bowman loved to travel. In 1971, he was convinced by the mother of a Glendale student to organize annual Foreign Study League-style trips to Europe in the summer.
Well, finally, I got very, very excited. And of course, as a young French teacher, I needed to get back to France as often as I could. And so I always made it a prerogative that we went to London and Paris, and then we would vary the itinerary throughout year, summer after summer. So I began student travels in 1971, and I continued those private travels through 1988, always being just hungry for the latest things or repeat visits to art. I began in about 1971 as well, leaving the week after Christmas, chartering a bus, inviting whoever wanted to go along, be it student or adults, and had a combination of both, go to New York City for a week, and we would hit all the museums, all the plays we want to do, all the musicals we want to do, all the opera, art galleries. It was wonderful.
But the Christmas New York trips only lasted until 1978. New York City had become both too expensive and too dangerous. I'm proud to say I went on that last New York trip as one of the adult travelers. I couldn't afford to go in high school. Now, Bucky Bowman was also able to indulge his artistic interests right here at home. From 1970 to 76, he and a friend, Stephen Davis, operated Stephen's Gallery Incorporated.
It was, so far as I'm aware, Springfield's first commercial art gallery. And it was wonderful.
Literally a commercial gallery where artwork was available not only for viewing but for purchase.
Exactly, exactly. And the whole point of it was, you know, to really have the finest possible art available. And so Stephen and I would make buying trips to New York City and various places.
However, for all the hard work and money they invested, they simply couldn't afford to continue Stephen's Gallery. The population base of Springfield wouldn't support such a venture at the time. But Bucky felt they paved the way for the explosion of commercial galleries in downtown Springfield over the past 20 years or so. Stevens Gallery was on the Brentwood Center across from Battlefield Mall. From 1983 to 93, Bowman served in an administrative post with the Springfield R-12 School District, a post that was created for him. He was the district's first curriculum supervisor for foreign language and the humanities. And he gave generously of his time and talents on the board of directors of both Springfield Little Theater and Springfield Ballet, and performed in several productions.
If you can imagine, Randy, you're looking at the first King Rat at Springfield Ballet's production of The Nutcracker.
From there, he moved on to the board of Springfield's Sister Cities Association and went back to school himself, completing a second master's degree in education in the humanities from Drury University. It was in 1993 that Bucky had a truly unique teaching opportunity come his way. At age 53, he officially retired from Springfield Public Schools and then applied for and received a job teaching English in Istanbul, Turkey.
Somehow in my naivete, I never understood that indeed in Turkey I was an instructor of foreign language.
English as a second language, in other words. This was at one of the most exclusive prep schools in Turkey. After spending what he described as 5 magnificent years in Turkey, Bucky returned to Springfield briefly, ostensibly to help his 4 younger siblings care for their ailing parents. But they began thriving soon thereafter, and Bucky was off again to teach. This time a 2-year contract at Pinewood Prep Academy near Charleston, South Carolina.
I wanted to continue to work. I mean, I just am one of these type A personalities that hope to fall over doing something that I love. I can't bear the idea of retirement. It sends cold chills down my spine.
Teaching is simply in Bucky Bowman's blood, it seems.
I love teaching. It was nothing I ever planned on, except I had wonderful role models. When I had the chance myself to be in front of students, it seemed a very natural thing. There is nothing like teaching to give you immediate feedback. You know whether you've bombed or not, whether it's working or it's not.
In 2002, Bucky Bowman returned to Springfield, this time for a new challenge. The Community Foundation of the Ozarks had received a private grant to pay for the formation of a new office called an Arts Patronage Initiative, and Bucky was offered the job of creating and directing this new program. The goal of the initiative was to promote fundraising to help local arts organizations sustain and thrive.
My whole job is to get people excited by and helping underwrite those organizations and see that they continue, but not only continue, but to really grow and flourish.
As the new century continued, Bucky worked diligently to help the Springfield Regional Arts Council transition into their new headquarters in the Creamery Arts Center. And he was a major force behind the Missouri Literary Festival in the mid-2000s. On a personal note, Bucky personally led the campaign to select me for the Arts Council's Ozzie Award in 2006. He was finally honored with an Ozzie of his own in 2013. In 2017, he lent numerous artworks to the Springfield Art Museum for their Wonder Rooms exhibit, which showcased art from the personal collections of 10 area art lovers. Considering all the lives he touched during his 80 years among us, it was a life well lived indeed. I want to close with a comment from one of those whose lives Bucky Bowman touched and enriched over the past 40 years, tenor and music professor at the University of Missouri-Columbia, Stephen Tharp. Over the past few years, Steve and Bucky took trips together to attend summer opera festivals around the country. Their last such trip was just this past July to enjoy some opera productions at Des Moines Metro Opera. Here's what Steve Tharp said during my 2004 profile of Bucky Bowman for the KSMU Sense of Community series.
If he had his mentors, he repaid them by becoming a mentor himself to so many people, to so many of his students. He's a teacher in the best sense, the real meaning of the word educate from the Latin, to draw out. He draws out what's best in people, and he finds what excites them.
In lieu of flowers, Bucky requested that memorials be made to the William Brandon Bowman Scholarship for Foreign Language in the Springfield Public Schools Foundation, or to the Springfield Regional Arts Council, or to Springfield Little Theater.